So we're going to be studying the Maral, first parak of Sefer Netzach Yisrael. And the Maral dedicates the entire Sefer Netzach Yisrael to an explanation of the why and the wherefore of Golos and Geula. And in a fascinating way, he leads in the first parak up to an appreciation of why Rachel Imenu, specifically Rachel Imenu, was buried, as we read in Parshas Vayichi, Ba'od Kivras Eretz Lovay Ephrasa. Why she's not in the Maris HaMachpelah. What it is about her that it's her prayers that have to be solicited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that in answer to her prayers, we should have kibbutz goluyos. We should have all the merit of returning together to Eretz Yisrael. But it's first with an understanding of what is galus and understanding how necessarily there will be geula. There has to be geula. Necessarily. Naturally so. That is by design how things are supposed to be. You know, you take a people like Am Yisrael, who have been for far more, many more centuries in Golos than in Eretz Yisrael, right? If you take all of the years of Mishkan Shiloh, Nov and Givon, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, all together are far fewer than the years we have been in the diaspora, in the exile. And yet, the Maral wants us to feel comfortable knowing, not just believing, knowing and understanding. That's not our natural state. And that way we are, with certainty, headed to a geula. And what he interestingly does say is that understanding geulus and what geulus is comprised of should cause us to recognize how unnatural Golos is and how it will necessarily come to an end. Let's begin. So we're looking at Netzach Yisrael, first parak. We're going to start in the second paragraph, Ka'asher Anu Ba'im Levair Inyan HaGolos Yediyah Amitis. If we are going to understand Golos and truly comprehend it, Tzorech Levair Kaidim Hasibo LeGolos. So we're going to have to talk about what is the cause, the reason that there should be goals, which he does later in Perek Beis. And Hadvarim Hashayachim El HaGolos. Everything that Golos is made up of. Everything that is a result of Golos. Everything that results from being in Golos. V'ochi Yesh Levair Inyan HaGolos Tchilu. We have to understand, of what is Golos made up of? Ki HaGolos Ba'atzmo Hu Raya V'Hechocha Berura El HaGeula. The very nature of Golos, what it's made up of, and how unnatural it is, they all point to the necessity that there has to be, by design, Geula. V'zeh ki Ein Safek Ki HaGolos Hu Shinui V'Yitziya Min HaSeder. Without doubt, clearly, Golos is an aberration. It's a shinui min haseder. It's aberration. It's incorrect. It's not supposed to happen. It's unnatural. It's yitzia min haseder. It's aberrant. Shehashem yisbarach seder kol umba v'mekayma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'hanchel elyon goyim. He says each nation has a place, a language. Each nation has its homeland. Haro'ilo. As is appropriate for each nation, as Hashem deemed it so, and saw fit. V'sider es Yisrael b'makim haro'ilahem. Shehu Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and the place for Am Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That's our place. V'hagolos min makaimam, exile from that place, is a shinui and yitzia legamri. It's completely aberrant. It's something that's totally outside of the realm of what you and I would say is normal. It's an abnormality. It's an anomaly. B'chol ha'dvarim kasher hem yotzi mimakom ha'tivi v'hem chutz l'mekayimam ein lehem amido. They cannot last. They cannot be there permanently. If they are yotzi mimakom ha'tivi v'hem chutz l'mekayimam ein lehem amido b'mokom ha'bilti tivi lehem rak hem chayzrim l'mokom ha'tivi. They have to necessarily return to where they do naturally belong. And we have to understand this. What the Maharal is saying forcefully is, and I don't mean this individually, that individual Jews belong in Eretz Yisrael. The nation, the people, Am Yisrael, does not belong as a people anywhere but in Eretz Yisrael. That's our homeland. That's where we belong. We don't mean this nationalistically. Zionist ideology is not what's driving the morale. Pure logic. If this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is where the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are supposed to live, this is their land, so then that's where we're supposed to be. If we're not there, then it's an aberration. And an aberration cannot last forever. Because if it would last forever, that would then belie and prove as false the premise that we have a place called Eretz Yisrael. Kimayu nisharim b'mekayimim ha'bilti tivi lehem. If we were to stay where it's unnatural for us to be, haya ha'bilti tivi, na'asa tivi, then what's unnatural and abnormal would become normal. So he's just saying in terms of what's logical. That's number one. Makom, place. Every nation has a place. If we are not in our place, then we know we necessarily will have to come back there. And sure enough, you just watch how it's begun to happen, Baruch Hashem. So it seems. It seems to have begun to happen. But again, that's not in the Maharal's time. The Maharal did not see it. Maharal is talking, right, in the turn of the 17th century. This is not yet a time when masses of people made their way to Eretz Yisrael. But he's just saying, without even, invoking faith and belief and trust in Hashem, he's looking at it from a completely different angle when saying it's unnatural and abnormal for us to be anyplace else. And again, he doesn't mean this as a speech, as drush. He doesn't mean this as a sermon. You understand? He is. You must appreciate. This is not, the fervor of somebody saying how much we love Eretz Yisrael and how much we have to love Eretz Yisrael and how great the promise of Eretz Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. No, he's not coming from that angle at all. He is saying, just from the point of pure logic. Next, we're going to move on to the second column. The next point he makes is that the diaspora, which diaspora literally means a dispersion. The fact that we're in Cedarhurst, and there are Yidden in, Kalamazoo, and in Bangkok, in Thailand, and in Bombay. Well, they don't call it Bombay anymore. I forgot Mumbai. What they call it. What? Mumbai. Yeah. I mean, that is unnatural. The fact that we are not together. So, remember, it's true. As a nation, what defines us is Torah. Torah tells us, of course. But for us to be scattered and not be in one place together is unnatural. Ukamoy Kane, we're on the second column. Point number two, what's unnatural about Golos? Hapizur. Eino dover tivi. It's unnatural. Ukamoshe choyza kol dover vadover el makaymoy, kach choyzim hachalokim hamufuzorim vanifrodim liyoyzim klalechot. Just as every nation and every, peg has its hole. Every part of the peg comes together to form the one peg again. All of the people of Israel will necessarily come together and become unified, because that's normal. That's by design how we are supposed to be. And therefore it will necessarily thus be. It has to be. We will be restored to a state of unity. Klal echad. V'davazem avur l'chol adam, ashehu ben das. Anyone with a little, you know, understanding recognizes ki kol hachalokim inyan echad lahem. All separate parts, disparate parts of one whole have to come together. Right? If you have to fix a car and you have to fix some intricate, very difficult part of, let us say, the transmission of the car, and you have to take the transmission and separate it from the engine. Those are the two most important mechanical components of a car. And then you have to work on the electronics, because today all of that which runs and guides the transmission is computer. And then you have the mechanical parts and the electronic parts, and you have to take it all apart, and you have to try to fix it eventually. If that car is going to run again, you're going to have to put all the parts back together again. That's Am Yisrael. It cannot be otherwise. Ki kol hachalokim inyan echad lahem. They are all of one nature. V'im kein lama yeh chiluk or chiluk b'neihem v'lo yisachdu me'achas shehem dover echad v'lekach kol pizur oimed l'hiskanes yachad. Anything that's of one unitary, by definition, character, and one unitary body, that's been broken up, will necessarily come back together again. So the pizur of Yisrael ben Umos hudavar yotze min hateva. Again, like the fact that we're not home in our land Yisrael, the fact that we're not together is also unnatural. The diaspora, the dispersion, the scattering of Am Yisrael is absolutely unnatural and cannot continue. It cannot continue because it's unnatural. Again, he's not saying it with hopes and prayers. He's saying it, thus is the nature of a people. And then he goes on to say that of all people, Am Echad, he says, the Jewish people, toward the bottom of this page, he says, if there's any people who should be unified, who should be together, it's Am Yisrael. Ume Asher Uma HaYisraelis Uma Achas Bilti Mechulekes Umefredes Yoise Mikol HaUmos. Remember, all other nations have a multiplicity of gods, a multiplicity of purposes, and a completely different and disparate view of why we live, why we're here, what's the function of man. Everybody has his own way, his own thought, his own philosophy, his own way, and of course in antiquity, his own god. Or gods, plural. And B'Shivim Nefesh, we come down to Mitzrayim, we're not called Nefashos, but Shivim Nefesh. Rashi famously quotes the Chazal, telling us how Esav is described as having so many and so many Nefashos, so many and so many people, so many and so many children and grandchildren. We, 70, coming into Mitzrayim, into the Golos, are Shivim Nefesh. Singular, Loshin Yachid. Because that's the natural state. Why? Because we have one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what joins us so tightly together. The unique way in which Am Yisrael has a faith, an understanding, and a relationship with Hashem Echad. Unifies us in a way that no other people is unified. So there's no nation that's actually as unitary, that is so much one, as the nation Am Yisrael. And we know this, we feel this somehow, you know, you're who knows where you are, on a trip, on a business trip, on a pleasure trip, and you just happen to see the fellow with the dacha, with that little funny cap, and the way he looks and the way he walks.
The disguise, yeah.
And you know, we say, each of us says to ourselves, you know, I'm wearing my baseball cap, nobody's going to recognize me, nobody's going to figure out that, you know, that I'm a Yidl. Yeah. It could be that some other people might be fooled, although there are famous times. A little skits that someone once showed me, you know, of a fellow, he's sitting, he's drinking coffee, reading the newspaper at a cafe in Vienna, you know, circa 1985, 1986. And there's a, you know, a minstrel, you know, playing violin, you know, you know, moving around the tables and playing various pieces, you know, of Bach and of little pieces of Beethoven and then Strauss, you know, and then when he comes by this guy's table, because he's going to fool them all. Yeah, no one's going to know. But when we see each other in those circumstances, we feel a bond with that other Jewish traveler, the likes of which no two other people in the world. If you have two people from any other faith, any other race, any other country, any other religion, who just happen to bump into, even if it's a, you know, the, how many Seventh-day Adventists are there? You know, it's not the most popular of all non-Jewish faiths, right? And there are small groups of various kinds of people of different countries. And if two Yidden just happen upon one another, there's a sense of identity with each other that's so powerful. That's uniquely us. Therefore, that we are divided, not divided, but that we are dispersed and scattered is totally unnatural. That's point number two. Let's turn over now to the next page for point number three. The Ode, Ki Lefi Seder HaMetzius Ein Ro'i Shetiyya Uma Mishabedes Ba'acheres. And it's interesting how he puts this third and last. It's also unnatural for any nation to not be free. The subjugation of the Jewish people is unnatural. That we should be under thumb, whether it be under the thumb of Paras or Madai or Yavan or Edom, is unnatural. The Metzius Ein Ra'i Shetiyya Uma Mishabedes Ba'acheres, that one nation subjugates another, lahachbid ol aleha, ki Hashem yisbarach barakol umuvu umula atzma. Every nation is independent. Rak masher roi shiyu Yisrael elyon al goyer. It's the fact that Jewish people, and as a nation, we should actually have a certain supremacy above others. Kasher oisim rotzen hamakom, when we do the will of God. Dabas the inyan acher. That's another matter. Kikach roi lefi seder hamitzias b'shvil ma'alosn madrigosn. Aval shar ha'umus lefi seder hamitzias. Other nations like us, and we like them, ro'u shekol umma v'umma mitzad shenivreitz la'atzma, each being an independent nation, shalo yisehei rishus acherim aleho. There shall be no other nation that holds forth and has power, holds sway over another nation. And again, he says, logically, if this were to continue on in perpetuity, it would become then natural, but it's not. So it cannot continue. It must end. So for these three reasons, because there are three facets of Golos that are both unnatural and therefore unsustainable, because if you would continue to see them and realize their perpetuation, then they would become natural. So it's not so. They're not natural. They cannot continue. And that guarantees that they have to come to an end, just logically. Now he says a fascinating thing. He looks at a medrash in the next paragraph. Here we've numbered it number four. Ramzu chachamim davar zeh b'chachmasim in breishis rabba pashas lech lecha. Hashem says to Avram, Yodoya teida kiger yezaracha b'eretz lelehem b'avodim v'inu aysim abram eyashana. They're going to be in Mitzrayim, they're going to be subjugated, they're going to be in Golos. And then on Yodoya, which is Lashon Hova, meaning it's knowledge. Teida, you will know. There's knowledge that you will know. So why that expression that way? So Chazal say as follows. Yadoa sha'ani mefazron. Know that I'm going to scatter them. Teida, you will know sha'ani bekabtson, that I'm going to gather them in from that was what was once a scattered state. They will be unified. Yadoa, there is knowledge. No. Shani memashkinam, like a surety on a loan, like a mashkin, like collateral. They will be removed, ripped out of their home, and temporarily located elsewhere. Teida, you will know in the future, shani parkon, that I free them and bring them back to where they belong. Yadoa, it's knowledge, you know, shani mishabdam, that I'm going to subjugate them. They'll be under thumb of other nations. Teida, you will know in the future, she'ani goyalam, that I will redeem them. So he says, well, why all three? What's the point of saying this three times? He says, because they're all three different. And they're making the three points that he made above.
Why does it say it three times? After all, just saying you'll be, you know, in Golus and you'll be under the hegemony of others, that's the Iker. Maski b'kol makom, that's what's mentioned all the time. Golus and Geula. Lama lo lahaskire hakinus v'hapiruk. Ratzu, rak sheratzu lefaresh ki b'shtei elu milos yadoya. Teida, nirmaz hagolus v'hageula. Yadoya, you know there's golus. It's a reality. Teida, in the future you'll see geula. Hagolus b'loshen yadoa. Hagula b'loshen teida, shuloshen osid. A beautiful idea. And now he says, "V'rotz alemer min hagolus teida hagula la'osid." By recognizing and seeing the ingredients of golus, and understanding that they are totally the opposite of what's natural and appropriate and what's deemed desired by God for you, Hashem does not want us and didn't design for us to be one. Scattered, or well, actually, one was that we were not in our own home, removed like a mashkin is removed from the home and the domicile in which it normally serves as the person's piece of furniture, or as his blanket, or as his garment. We will be restored. That's teda. Number two, that we are scattered, we will be regathered, and number three, that we are subjugated, again, no, we will be given our complete freedom. So that's the three points made by Chazal in this Medrash on Yadoa Teda. But he says now, importantly, that from Yadoa, from the reality of Galus, you should know and recognize that the opposite of that is what's on the horizon. Teda. That we will have the very, very essence of the opposite of Golus happen to us when we experience the Geula, and it's necessarily to come because of the fact that these three ingredients are so unnatural and so not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs us for. In the next column, he says, interestingly, how Golus and Geula, you note that they all seem to have, you know, so much in common, the Gimel and the Lamed. But the difference between them is one with the Aleph and the other with the Hay. Gaal, with an Aleph, redemption with an Aleph. Gola, to be exiled with a Hay. Hine hisboer be'elu Gimel dvarim, shimina Golus yochul Lamed ala Geula. As we've said, with these three, The displacement from Israel, from Eretz Yisrael, the scattering, the diaspora, and from Shibud Golios, from the subjugation of Yisrael, you recognize that the Golos is completely unnatural and necessarily has to come to an end. V'chol zeh tovin ki loshen gola and goal oisiyos shneihem shavois. He says, you recognize, please, that that Golos and Geula are so related to each other, meaning that one necessarily ends and the other begins. Rak shebeloshen ga'al nirmez bay shehu yisparach ga'al ha'isam mikol arberuches aylam uma'ached es hapizu shalhem. The aleph takes the place of the hay, because the aleph represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Echad, who brings us together. So the, and he says, beautifully, he says, that's why the Aleph is in the center position of the word Ga'al Yisrael. Aleph being in the center because it is Hashem, Echad, who brings us to become again Echad and ends and puts an end to the scattering, to the pizur. Everything that's brought together, meaning it comes to a central point, that's why the Echad, the Aleph of Echad in Gaal is in the center position. Ulekach ha'alef shehu ha'achtus v'hakibutz min ha'pizur hu be'emtza ha'teva. Aval gola hu behei. Why? Because hey, hu pizur. What is hey? 5 points, the four farthest points of earth and the center. It means we're all over. 4 points and everything in the middle. But then he says a beautiful thing. You have to know that the center point remains because that indicates that there is a koyach of bringing us together that remains with us. Let's see it inside. Aval golo hu behei, shehu pizur v'hapizur hu bedaled ruches, b'chol hachitzvais, four corners, and we're scattered to all four corners. V'gam be'emtza, but we're also in the middle and every place in between the four corners. Shehadova shehu mefuzah hu mefuzah b'chol hashetach, shehu koyle la'ar beruches v'gam be'emtza. Af she'emtzoi ein apizur dovezem ma she'yesh behem emtzoi, the fact that we still have that middle point, that midpoint, represented by the fifth central point of the hay of the 5 points, ba lahayrais ki nishar bi Yisrael koyach achdus v'kibbutz k'moshi yisbayer. The koyach, the potential, the force that is naturally within us to become one people again and to become gathered in again is a reality that remains with us even while we are in the galus. V'loymer lecha ki agalus be'atzmai hu siba l'geula. That is, that the Golus itself has within it the ingredients that augur and that ultimately move us back together, restored, redeemed, Gula. L'kabe tzapizur v'l'hiyayz Yisrael echad. Am Yisrael is represented by the hay as scattered to the four corners of the earth. But the fifth point, hay is five. The fifth point is that central location, meaning that idea of still having the quality and the power and the inherent deserve and the inherent nature of being pulled together and being pulled back as one nation in Eretz Yisrael and with each other and free. So Gaal and Gola are really that closely related to each other. Golos and Geula relate to each other and point to each other. Golos, by its very unnatural qualities, three unnatural qualities, points to the necessity and the natural order, which is Geula. And the Geula is made up of that Aleph instead of the Hey, because the Aleph is Hashem Echad, and the bringing together an ultimate unity of Am Yisrael, while the hay of Gola is our dispersion, our being scattered. With the fifth point being yet the kayach, that central kayach that remains with us, such that we can and will be brought together. It's that power of having us all come together, and literally all come home, that Rachel Imenu represents. And this is with what the first parak of Netzach Yisrael concludes. Number 6, in our numbering of the paragraphs, the Medrash on Parshas Vayichi, Ma Ro'o, Avinu Yaakov Likvar Es Rachel B'derech Efros El Otzofa, Shehagluyos Asidois Lav Hashem, V'kavar Hashem K'dei Shetem V'kashas Rachmim Al Bonel, Ha'adud K'siv, Kol B'rom Nishma, Nihi B'chi Tamrurim, Rachem L'vaka Al Bonel, Koyamar Hashem, Hashem says to Rachel, Mini Kalech Mibechi, Ve'nach Midimo, famous idea of Rachel Imenu davening for us and for the restoration of her children to their land.
Why
is she our mother Rachel? It's not just that she's the mother, but we are named after her child Yosef's son Ephraim. Haben Yakili Ephraim im Yelid Shashuim. Who doesn't have something that moves us the way we are moved on Rosh Hashanah when that pasuk of Zichronos? Kimi de Dabriboy Zocher Eskirenoid Alken Homu Me'ayloi. Who is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and recognizes as the one son that really is the one with whom we are all identified? We are all whom? Ephraim. V'zeh ha-medrash yesh le-tam muflag. Fantastic understanding. Ki ha-isha tikra bayis. A woman is called the bayis. Rabbi Yossi says, le-karasi le-ishti ishti, rak, I called my wife, Beisi. U'mepnei ki rochel hi hoysa akeres ha-bayis shel Yaakov. Who is the mainstay? Who's the mother of the house of Yaakov? Rochel. Rochel was the akeres ha-bayis. When Yaakov calls his wives together and explains that they're going to leave Aram, they're going to leave Lavan, he calls first to Rochel, then to Leah. When the blessings of the people are that Boaz is going to, you know, have family and Rus, and it's going to be, they're all going to, they're going to be blessed. What do they say? Hashem should bless them like He blessed the house of Rachel and Leah, who built the Beis Yisrael. So Rachel, even more than Leah, is the mother of Israel. She's the Akeres Abayis. Ulefichach nikru Yisrael al shem Rachel, mepnei shehi hoisa akeres habayis shel Yaakov. V'chein nikru Yisrael al shem bena, and that's why we are all called Ephraim. K'mei shehi hoisa ikar gam kein bena ikar. V'dav hazeh yadu ma'id. Ulefichach amar shenikbura Rachel baderech. That's why she's buried baderech, so that she's with us, so that she is amongst us, so that the concept of bias, so that idea, the idea of having all of us together with one mother is not something far away and not something that's not obvious because she's in the Ma'arisa Machpelah together with Yaakov. No, she's with and amongst us. Shim hoysen nikberes Rachel b'ma'ara, in the Ma'ara, lahaya eitzel Yisrael, shem begolos, shalahem, koyach ha-mekabetz. If she wouldn't be with us, the koyach ha-mekabetz, the power that is naturally the power of our becoming gathered together, koyach ha-mekabetz ha-ma'ached es Yisrael begolos shalahem, wouldn't be with us. Aval nishar b'Yisrael koyach ha-ma'ached. That fifth central point of the hay of Gola remains with us, even in the Golos. The power that naturally is that we will be gathered together, and that we will come home. And the Akeres HaBayis is Rachel. And that bias, that Knesset Yisrael, we're going to be there as one. Rak she'ein b'poel, it's not yet active, but it's in potential. Rak b'koyach b'vad. U'lekach Rachel shehi koyach ha-ma'ached es Yisrael. Shari kol Yisrael nikru al shmo, nikbra b'derech. That's why she is b'derech. That's the meaning of what we say simplicitly. In simplicity, we say, oh, she should daven for us. And she can't daven for us someplace else. She can't daven for us if she's in the Ma'arisa Machpelah. It means that she is the one who has to, in spirit, represent, and that means maintain for us the power she had to struggle for and keep the house of Israel together. She wanted not just to have those children, but to build and maintain the house of Israel. And therefore, she is out there amongst us and with us by virtue of being on that road, Ba'ot Kivras Eretz Lovay Efrasa. And that's what Yaakov Avinu means when he explains why she's there. Because she represents the house of Israel, meaning, literally, the unity of us all being together, of us being one family, of living together as a family, of being one people, home, together, that's what she represents. She represents the fact that that is the natural state of Am Yisrael, and that that's our future. And that that koyach, and that promise, that great ability to come back together, remains with us. It's not lost. And that's what she represents, and that's why she's, so to speak, out with us and not in the Maris HaMachpelah, which was, you know, the gateway to Gan Eden. She's here with us. That potential and that koyach of being mekabetz and ma'achidas is very much with us. Like that central point of the 5 points of the letter He in the word Gala itself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That she's on the derech. On the derech that we left is a derech that we will come back upon. That we will go back on those very same roads. Route 60. That's what it is. That's what Route 60 is. That's what it's known as. Derech Ha'avos. Because that was the ancient path taken by the no doubt taken by the Avos. And now again, Mirtz Hashem traveled in good health and in safety by their children and children's children. So the Gullus is, according to the Maharal, something so unnatural as to even have within it, and in the word Gullah itself, a remez of and that central point of the hay that is necessarily part of us, even in the Gullus, the Kayach to become one and gathered in again. And that's what Rachel, where she is, the mother of us all, represents. I hope that we should be zeicha that like the Maharal says, we should feel and embrace in our fullness of heart how much geula is the natural state. Not only to want it for some kind of a better life, which we should all have individually and meaningfully as a nation, spiritually, we'll have a much greater life, the Mehera Yavai, when we have a geula. But we should understand that it's something we should not only want, but something that we should want because it's so natural. It's something that's so necessarily true to what Hashem's design for us really is. And we should want it and have great desire for it, if just for that reason, because that's what naturally is the purpose and destiny of Am Yisrael.